Hi there. Welcome to Honor to Mary, a Catholic podcast dedicated to intentional daily prayer practice. I'm your host, Monica Fish. This podcast is a glorious devotion that will help you pray daily and deepen your faith. Join me for prayers, reflections, novenas, devotions, passages, all guiding you closer to faith and spiritual solace through our own curation of faithful pieces. Placing an importance of a daily Thanksgiving is a surefire way to take care of you as we navigate this modern world. Through reciting the Rosary, we will implore the Blessed Mother to intercede for our petitions as we pray for the grace of peace, patience, and perseverance. In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. Amen. Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell, and on the third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of God the Father. From there, he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for our sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for our sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for our sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. The men who signed the Declaration of Independence were aware of the great risks they faced. Many prayed earnestly for wisdom, courage, and protection. Their gratitude for the possibility of freedom fueled their determination, even as they acknowledged the challenges ahead. John Adams, one of the first signers, wrote to his wife Abigail about the momentous day, saying it ought to be commemorated as a day of deliverance by solemn acts of devotion to God Almighty. Adams believed that the freedoms they sought were blessings from God and should be honored with gratitude and prayer. Oftentimes when we are at perils where we don't know what could happen, faith brings us to the forefront. And if your compass doesn't read to the right north, you'll never be on the right path. That's why operating with a compass that not only leads you to God, but is a star of light, shining like the Star of Bethlehem, to guide and bless everything that you do. The moment of faith and determination brings to mind Galatians 5:1. It is for freedom that Christ has set us free. Stand firm, then, and do not let yourselves be burdened again by a yoke of slavery. This verse reminds us that true freedom comes from God and must be protected with faith and courage. Our call to action today is, if we love America, we show gratitude for the freedoms we enjoy by protecting and cherishing them. We must never forget the sacrifices of those who came before us and the divine providence that allowed this nation to be born. Let's take a moment to pray, thanking God for the gift of freedom and asking for His continued blessing on our land and in our hearts. Heavenly Father, we come to you in gratitude for the freedom you have granted us. Thank you for the courage of those who fought to secure it and for the blessings of liberty we enjoy today. Guide us to honor this gift with humility and protect it for future generations. May we always turn to you for wisdom and strength. Amen. Thank you for joining me today on Saving America Through Prayer. Let us continue to honor God and protect the freedoms He has given us. Until next time, keep America in your prayers and in your heart. Thank you so much for being here with us today. A very warm welcome to everyone who has been joining us and everyone who has joined us today for the first time. We're happy to have you here. It's been a beautiful journey, and I look forward to praying with you next time. I'm truly grateful that we have all been able to come together and pray together, no matter where we are. Thank you so much, and may peace be the journey.